studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin.
The allergy capital of the world, also known as Eugene, Oregon.
I don't know. I'm really glad because I don't have as many allergies. I mean, I got quite a few more than I used to have because I used to never have any kind of allergies at all. But as I've been as I'm getting older, I've got more allergies, and I do know the difference. My sister has always had tons of allergies. She carries pills around and things like that and runs in the bedroom to get more pills, and she sits there coughing and sneezing and things. And I just doesn't bother me. I mean, I do have, for some reason, lately, just this month, let's put it that way, I have actually done a lot more sneezing than I usually do, but...
Well, speaking of sneezing, I want to sneeze out our... By the way, that's Cliff, and I'm Robin, in case you were wondering. First-time listener or listening to us on the archives and going, what the hell am I listening to? Our number, by the way, is 646-721-9887. 646-721-9887. Cliff has that in big letters on his refrigerator so he can remember it.
Even in big letters on the top of my computer, too.
He does. And if you're listening to us on the archives, you can send us emails, talk@krbnradio.com. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and we're on iTunes as well. So we're all over the place. We have a couple things on the agenda today, but we also want to encourage people, if there's something that you wish to talk about that we're not, we welcome just about any type of topics here, and we'll talk about just about anything. But
with authority.
With authority, we do. We're always right. Just ask us. The main topics today that we're going to touch on is a couple of the hot items in the news this week, which is the flood of illegal immigrant children that Obama has welcomed and now has become a problem. The Washington Redskins, and I don't know how they can do this constitutionally, but apparently the federal government has decided that their name is offensive and withdrew their trademark from the U.S. Patent Office.
The federal government did this?
The federal government did this. And finally, of course, if anybody cares, Obama is late with presenting his fiscal budget.
It'll be amazing if he does it at all. I mean, you know, and who cares if he, you know, the thing is, who cares if he does present one? He doesn't pay any attention to it, even his own. So... he just does what he wants to do when he wants to do it.
I finally figured him out. Believe it or not, I finally figured him out. Because like the deal with the fiscal budget, as required by law, those words, as required by law, it's like telling a child that you can't have a cookie. They will climb over anything to get to that cookie because you can't have a cookie.
Yep.
So if it's required by law, it's like, I'm the president. Screw you.
And he climbs over everything he can.
He does. He probably has an executive order for the different type of toilet paper he's got in the back. I don't know. 646-721-9887.
I wonder who supplies the White House with toilet paper. How many bathrooms are there in the White House?
I don't know. I admittedly have never... sat up at night wondering that.
Well, you know, it would be, you'd have to have a lot of them because the White House is huge. I mean, the building itself is just huge. And, you know, it could take you too long to walk from one end of the building to the other just to get to a bathroom. So they must have lots of them along the way just to make sure you can get there.
Well, and one could say that with Congress there's a lot of... Anyways...
okay.
The legal immigrant problem going on here was a sudden flood of children crossing the border with an estimated 60,000 this year alone was that expected to grow to up over 130,000 in 2015. Recently, President Obama came out and was saying that we need to show compassion and welcome these children and help them find their parents, et cetera, et cetera, is now changing his tune a bit as Obama, Biden, and Hillary Clinton are saying, you can come here, but you're not staying. In fact, one of the problems that is affecting or actually become a problem for Texas, Arizona, and others is what to do with these children that are coming over. And in fact, one article, according to the Washington Times, residents plans to move immigrant children to defunct college in Virginia, stating that the HHS officials have told residents that a campus would house about 500 children, about 75% of them males between the ages of 15 and 17. And the people that live there are going, we don't think so.
That's what you need is 500 or more, and it would be way more than that, I'm sure, before very long. But kids, specifically, without adult supervision, and that don't speak English.
Right.
You can you imagine the problems you'd have in a situation like that? I mean, to have that take place, the president would have to do a lot more than just authorize that. He would have to authorize the people to maintain the order in a place like that, because, you know, that would be a whole industry.
I agree, and they also said there was going to be armed guards and stuff, so if everything's so, don't worry about the neighborhood.
You're probably looking at 1,000 people to maintain order with 500 kids.
Well, and on top of that, like I say, the can of worms that Obama opened up around the world as we have become more of a joke. Salvadorian ambassador is stating that the U.S. must respect the, get this, the universal rights of illegal minors.
You see, there are no universal rights. You know, that's ridiculous. I understand it's nice to have a law like that or a rule of thumb like that, but there's just no such thing. You know, if kids in America have some rights because we've passed laws to allow them some rights, but that doesn't mean that all kids everywhere have the same rights. Nope.
Exactly.
And it's terrible. I know. I'm horrible because, you know, to say that the kids are out on their own is a horrible thing to say. But that's true. You know, let's face it. They're going to have to, stay home. They're not. Well, of course, I understand that the big thing is they're telling people anyway. And I don't know for sure if that's true or not, but they're telling people that they're mistreated at home, that they are not staying there because,
Okay, well, if they're mistreated at home, and that's what we hear a lot, we have sucked, as a country, we've sucked our nose into other countries before to help people that are, quote-unquote, mistreated. But we seem to have a hands-off on this problem over here. And especially as suddenly this flood, as they're calling it, of children. Now, I don't think anybody's really fooled by this. You send the kids over here, especially that many, that because we have to unite, we can't separate the families. Now we got to bring the parents over here.
Yeah.
But when you have, like the Salvadoran ambassador stating that we understand the concerns of the U.S. government, and I'm quoting from Breitbart, by the way, we understand the concerns of the U.S. government about the issue of immigration. We are aware that the phenomenon is not a stranger to the electoral considerations. No kidding. However, we must not ignore the fact that children detained at the border have universal rights that should be given priority over the interests of an expected solution. And, of course, people are saying that if the El Salvador feels this way, then we have planes. Let's ship them to El Salvador.
I'm all for that. You know, the thing is, who is El Salvador to be trying to take control of our border to begin with? It's up to us and maybe perhaps up to Mexico. not El Salvador or any of the other places, you know, there are no universal rights for kids any more than there are universal rights for adults.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. And if they want to give universal rights to someone, let them invite them in to their own country.
Exactly. I mean, since when did we become, well, kind of rhetorical question, since when did we become the world's babysitter?
Well, that's the thing, and we really are to a certain extent because, you know, we're letting the sad part of this whole thing is, you know, we say we're letting in a lot of kids, children, but we're not letting a lot of them in, too, and they're dying. You know, these kids are dying in large numbers and being, some of them are being buried, some of them are not.
Right.
Because we're finding the graves of kids that are and adults too for that matter, but it's a rule, you know, too many people are getting involved in this. Let's put it this way: let's the fact that, you know, other countries are getting involved and saying how things should be done and when things should be done, that doesn't count. I'm sorry, it just simply doesn't count. We're the only ones that count, us and Mexico. And Mexico doesn't seem to be caring to do anything about it because these children are all coming our way. You know, we're getting kids from Mexico constantly. And I understand that a lot of the illegal immigrants that we're getting now are not just from Mexico because they're going through Mexico and coming in through the border there anyway from other countries. And so
exactly.
And it's not up to them to make the rules, though.
Apparently that other countries, like the Mexican president, feel that it is up to them and that we should allow, we shouldn't have borders is what they're saying. In fact, and I just posted this link in the chat room, by the way, and if you'd like to join us in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/KRBN. We got some conversations going on, so, you know, welcome. And anyways, an organization for former Border Patrol agents on Wednesday charged the federal government under the administration of Obama, is deliberately arranging for a flood of immigrant children to arrive in America for political purposes. Well, that's stating the obvious. They are saying that this is not a humanitarian crisis. It is a predictable, orchestrated, and conceived assault on the comprehensive or compassionate side of Americans by her political leaders that knowingly puts minor alien children at risk for purely political purposes.
Well, yes, and that's what I'm saying. The mass graves are an example of how overwhelmed the United States immigration system really is already. I mean, they're just overwhelmed. I mean, they can't handle it all. And since they're the only ones taking control of things, kids are being murdered in the process of this, and that's not good. I mean, I understand we don't want the kids to be murdered. But it's not up to us to particularly do anything about it. We've got to have the other countries. We've got to have Mexico. We've got to have other countries say, you can't do this. This is not kosher. I mean, to just decide that anybody can come into America, it's just not the way it's done. I mean, we do invite immigrants, and immigration is a big thing in our country. Without immigration, we wouldn't even have a country, for that matter. But the thing is, there's got to be some control over it. That's just all there is to it.
Well, yeah, as a sovereign nation, we have the right, the universal right, if you want to talk about universal rights, to say who we want, if we want anybody to come into our country. We have the right to slam the door shut and say nobody's allowed. We don't do it. We have a system in place, even though some say it's broken. It may need modifications or whatever, but we have a system in place. But more or less, we have the right to say, you know, welcome to our country, but come through the front door.
Except that we don't.
No.
I mean, we have people going through the back door whether we like it or not, and it's just exactly that. It's whether we like it or not. That's a huge area to cover. I mean, you're talking about, three states. And you can't, and each state has its own laws as well as universal federal laws that are supposed to be controlling things. And it's just nobody has control of it. It's just out of control.
Well, and like I'm saying, you know, being able to see what's exactly going on here, that, you know, 60,000 children, and that's what they know of. You know, first of all, can you imagine any country, you know, are getting together and saying, okay, well, I guess what I'm trying to say is that, you know, it's organized to send that many kids over the border, to separate from their parents for one thing, but to come over into a, you know, cross international borders into a foreign country, you know, that many kids, quote unquote, without parents. And then they're saying that we're going to keep them over here until we can reunite them with their parents or guardian. Okay, well, what if you can't? What are you going to do with them?
That's the thing. We're gonna end up supporting them.
Exactly.
You know, and the thing is, what started this whole thing, and it was in 1986 when Immigration Reform Control Act was signed into law, and nearly 3 million illegal immigrants were granted legal status. Now, that's basically where the whole thing started. I don't know that we had any had control over things even before then, but at that particular time, 3 million illegal immigrants were given legal status. That's not the way we go about telling them they can't do this. I mean, that's just inviting everybody in, and here, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. We've got an estimated 12 million more that are trying to come in. And the thing that's doing the thing that's making it worse, let's put it that way,
uh-huh,
is because, of course, there are many, many employers who want to say, okay, let them in, because they're working for them cheap.
Right.
And because they're not legal, they're even cheaper yet. And I'm sure we've got some employers taking advantage of this. And I know we've got the government trying to take control over it, but they're not going to. They're not going to be able to. There's too many of them. So we've got to just worry about controlling them, controlling the mass of people that are coming into our country illegally by controlling where they can work, what they can do, what they get here, and sending them back. We've got to be sending them back.
Well, and the and this is according to the Blaze, a 263 room Niagara Resort and Spa, they want to, which was abandoned apparently, they want to turn into a refugee camp. You know, so
okay,
another,
where is it? I mean, is it near the border somewhere, please?
It is, let's see if it says where exactly it's at. Oh, in a hotel in Grand Island, New York.
New York?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I mean, what are they going to do next? Send them all to Detroit because Detroit's falling apart?
Well, yeah, you don't send them anywhere. You leave them where they are at the border and send them back home. I mean, it's... this business of transporting them here and there, I don't care if it's available and free to use or not. We can't do that. We can't be doing that. That's sending them into the country, and we're not putting them in jail. We're putting them in a place where they can do whatever they want to. They're going to go out and become a part of our society, like it or not. And we can't let this happen. We've got too many illegal immigrants in here already, and we've got to get some of them back. Because they're coming in waves across the border.
Well, and at what point, I mean, we've accused of being racist or whatever you want to call us, I don't care. At what point do you actually realize, under the definition of what an invasion is, you know, this is a science invasion. And now that the tactic of, you know, oh, let's invade them with their kids, and as some of the news reports now are just saying, it's not just children coming without parents. There are now women that are coming with their kids as well. Oh, gee, now they're going to get them over here and whatever, even if they don't get amnesty, we're going to go back to the old argument. We can't separate the families.
Well, yeah, then we got to send the whole family back. That's just all there is to it. There's got to be some logic behind this whole thing, and we're not doing it We're not even trying, I don't think. We are sending a lot of kids back, and I understand this is happening, but just it's out of control. And we've got to, you know, if we're going to have lots of people in our military, let's put them down there on the border. That's one good place to, you know, first of all, we need to take him out of all these other countries around. We don't need our military and all these. We've got how many different countries in the world that we're there, and with thousands and thousands of troops. Let's take him out and put him on the border, and let's do something, because, you know, we don't have the border anywhere near under control, and that's the first place we should be worried about. Nobody else's border, ours.
Well, that's the whole point, and it comes down to the number one responsibility of the federal government and the states is to protect its citizens. And by having open borders and allowing, as they openly say, 60,000 children, it's children. It could be anybody. If kids can get across the border with no problem, you know, it could be anybody. You know, our security, our safety, we got, not just to mention the diseases and everything else that's coming across, because we can't regulate who we're getting into, our infrastructure won't support it, for one
thing. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've got 35,000 immigrants a month coming across in Texas alone. I mean, that's just more than, I mean, poor Texas. What are they going to do? They can only handle so many people. I mean, Texas, I understand it's a big state, but it's not that big.
Yes. Well, and that's what's going to get down to is the sympathetic. I mean, granted, the kids, you know, are the ones that are the victims in a lot of respects, the ones that were brought here at a young age by irresponsible parents. And that's the other thing that I've always harbored, is that these parents, if you and I had, like if I had kids, for example, and I subjected kids to unhealthy conditions, are like sending them across the border by themselves or bringing them across the border knowing the type of future that they will be having, that'd be totally irresponsible on my part, and I would be charged, or the kids would be taken away from me for child abuse.
Okay, we got to look at this in a different way, because if they're left there, if they're in the situation they're in, they're being abused. Where are they being more abused? I mean, the fact is, you know, if things were okay where they lived, they wouldn't be coming across the border.
Right.
So consequently, there's got to be a problem where they are. But the thing is, it's all of a sudden it becomes up to us to fix the problems of the world so that the people can stay home. I mean, we're in this way over our heads. And what are we going to do about it? I mean, it seems we can't turn them away, because we're not doing a good job of that.
Well, here's the thing is that, like, illegals now in this country, for example, you can get driver's license, you can get in-state tuition, you can get other benefits, even some that is not readily available to American citizens. You're not required under the Obamacare law to have Obamacare because, quote unquote, you're not eligible, but in either case, you're not going to be fined for not having it. There's a lot of stuff that we are, a lot of rules and laws that we are under that illegal immigrants are not, and now that we're not going to deport you, you know, we're not going to do anything, you can have a job, you know, now we're saying that you can even come in and vote.
Well, that's the thing. If we allow them to have the vote, then we've lost everything, because there's very shortly going to be more of them than there is of us.
Well,
I mean, we've got the whole world at our doorstep saying we want in.
Right.
And consequently, you know, the whole world, there's more of them than there is of us, and we're going to lose. I mean, it's going to change the entire system of our country. It's going to change everything about it, and we're not going to have any control at all anymore. We're losing it fast.
Well, I agree, and you know, they bring their culture, which is nothing bad against bringing your culture, but assimilate into ours. You know, but we're slowly transforming America into a third world country. I mean, no offense.
Well, that's exactly what is going to happen. It's going to be, we're going to be the third world country, and all you know. But the thing is, and I, well, fortunately, I don't think I'm going to live long enough to see this happen, but we're going to turn into the third world country, and then they're going to be in trouble because everybody's going to try to get out.
Yeah. Yeah, Americans are trying to get out.
Well, they are, and that's the case. It's really sad because the thing is, we could do something about this. I believe we could, and as I say, we've got thousands of troops in different states or different countries overseas. Bring them home, put them on our own border, and let's get control of this thing.
Well, it's like they say that if you have a leak in your pipe, you can put tape on it all you want, but until you shut off the water and fix the leak properly, you're not going to fix anything. And it's going to take pressure from the people. And I think this recent move by having all these children coming in all of a sudden, you know, and putting pressure on neighborhoods, all the goody-goodies that are going, well, you know, the families, la-la-da-da, are now going, we don't want them in our neighborhood. So now they're starting to make a little bit of noise. But Obama and the, I don't want to just say the Democrats, but, you know, the Republicans are just as guilty, are going, too bad. You know, we are the, Obama is the king, and he can do whatever he wants, as proven by this administration. And doesn't matter how much we cry, doesn't matter. He'll put it wherever he wants.
Well, we've only got a couple more years of Obama. And the thing is, can he undermine the country so much that it's not repairable in that couple of years?
Yes.
And
because there's nothing stopping him now. He's a lame duck president. He doesn't care about his image per se because, well, like he said in 2008, his goal is to fundamentally change America. And we all assumed that it was all going to be for the good, but it's within his vision. Even Michelle came out and said that she was not proud of the United States until after they got, you know, elected into office. And now look at it. You know, look at the way, look at how we have affected the world. We have near flybys by Russian military aircrafts to the point that they set off our alerts because they became within 50 miles of our borders, which is within range, easily within range of any missiles they decide to launch on us.
Yes.
There's just a whole bunch of stuff going around the world. And I'll tell you right now that the way our president handles things, or the lack of the way he handles things, if we got into a crisis, it would scare the living daylights out of me. I mean, this guy doesn't even show up for his daily briefings to find out what's going on in the world.
Well, he doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
He's
out there promoting, when we got all these crises going on around the world, he's out promoting the illegal immigrants coming over, you know, and giving speeches and lots of fundraisers and playing lots of golf. He's getting really good at golf.
Well, you know, I don't mind him being good at golf. I would like him to be much, much better at golf. And in fact, I'd like him to spend all of his time at golf and just leave the rest of the world alone.
Yeah, exactly. You just take a cell phone away from him and go, yeah, play all the golf you want to. Just leave everybody alone. But the point is that with things that are going on, he doesn't seem to be interested. He's not focused. Just like when our troops were are the ambassador in – calm down, Robin.
Well, see, I just wonder if he is – you say he's not involved. He's not – he doesn't care about what's going on. I think he does. I think this is a plan.
I'm totally in agreement with you because, you know, when you look at what's really going on, what has he really done positive? I mean, like just the Obamacare thing, and he's still out there promoting it this year, as I've said from the get-go, are starting to get hit with the effects of it. They're going, when tax time comes around, they're going to get hit with the penalties if they don't have it. We're seeing lots of companies that are losing their insurance and getting it replaced with policies that are more expensive that offer less. If you don't have a policy, by law you have to, or unless you come under the poverty level. I mean, the whole thing is just a total mess, and it is bankrupting us.
Well, that's the thing, and it's going to continue on, and people are going to sit back and allow everything to happen until it hits them in the pocketbook, and it's about ready to do that. I think we're not too far, but it's going to be when. See, here's what's going to happen: is we've only, as I had said before, we've only got a couple years left of Obamacare, because he's going to leave office. And he's planning on that, I think. He's planning on leaving whoever's going to go into office next with a huge, huge, huge problem. Who knows if they can even fix it or not? And how long is it going to take to fix our problem? If it's, well, everything is fixable. Everything is fixable, let's put it that way. But
everything's fixable, but how are you going to do it?
That's the thing. And how long is it going to take? And See, I'm really looking forward to the next election. And I'm not talking about the one just coming up here in November, the mid-election, but the real election. Because we've got to have to sit down and look real hard. See, what scares me to death is people are not upset enough to be interested enough to delve into who's running for office.
No, they don't care. Well, burned out, or they don't care, or they fear they can't do anything, or it's part of the indoctrination. I'll give you an example of that. Last year in Oregon, one of the cities towards the California border, Ashland, passed a law that starting this year, all children from grades 1 through 12 must spend 50% of their time in a Spanish-speaking class.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's kind of the indoctrination. I mean, I see kids. I a couple months ago, I saw a kid in the store, you know, really excited. Hey, Mom, guess I learned a couple words of Spanish. Here we go. You know, it's the indoctrination, and part of the fact that, you know, now that you put a face to it, because you're working side by side, or the kids are side by side. And I'm not trying to be rude here, with children of illegals. So they're getting to know them and seeing the humanitarian factor of it. So that's why a lot of them are going from just, okay, well, we have illegals here, I don't know any, it's easy to say that, you know, send them back, but now you know their names, you know their, you've got to know these people. Now you're going, well, how can I send Jose back? I've known Jose for years, he's lived next door to me for 10 years now. Sure, he's illegal, but it's not fair.
Well, see, that's the thing. I disagree with you wholeheartedly. I think it's very important that we do learn the language and know the language so that we know what's going on. We're sitting here in the dark, just sitting here fat and happy and not knowing what's going on. We need to know the language. We need to know what they're talking about. We need to know what they're plotting. And I think they are. And so consequently, we need to understand what's going on, and we can't do that if we don't know the language.
Exactly. Well, and as I said, too, is that going back to, we have a system in place, you know, for immigration, legal immigration, and part of the requirements for the immigration is that you at least have an understanding of English. There are some exceptions if you're, you know, 10 years older than God or whatever, but there is exceptions to that. But most of it, they require you to, quote, assimilate into our country and into our culture. I mean, you can still have your heritage and stuff. There's nobody saying anything against that. But, yeah, in the chat room, and I totally agree, as Michael Savage says, culture, language, because we're losing ours. Now, this recent ploy, this is my prediction, and from reading some of these news broadcasts is kind of backing this up, is that we're going to have all these children over here. We're going to bring them over here to these camps. We're not going to be able to find who their parents are, who their guardians are. And so, but we must be compassionate. We must let these children come into our universities, our schools, our society, because these children don't have any parents. And we can't just leave them over here. We got to bring the parents over here because, you know, we can't separate the families.
Well, unfortunately, what's happening is we've got an awful lot of them are coming over here and they're dying, and they're being killed, and there are mass graves that are being discovered where The U.S. immigration system is completely overwhelmed, and consequently, there are a lot of, in the brush country down there, people that are buried and that are, these kids are not just the kids, but the adults too, they're being mass kills. They're just destroying massive numbers of people, and that's not good either. I mean, I understand that we can't be expected to take care of them at all times, but we've got to do what we can. And the thing is, we've got to, I think we've got to go at this in a different manner. We've got to go after the Mexican government, because I think they're the largest number of people. We've got to go after the Mexican government, but all these governments, to keep their people at home, to do something for them to stay at home. And
how can we do that?
Well,
what can we do? I mean, other than just saying that, bringing our military to the border and enforcing the border and just saying, okay, if you're come over here, we're going to follow Mexicans' rules on immigration. You come over here, you go to jail.
Well, we should do that. But the only way we can do this is to change their economy. And that's the problem. See, in Canada, we don't have so much problem with people coming into the United States from Canada, because their economy is close enough to ours that it doesn't make any difference. As a matter of fact, at times, it's their economy is better than ours. But the point is, when the economy is so bad that people can't afford to live there, or people don't want to live there, or people feel they're being persecuted to live there, they're going to try to come here. And maybe we should take a whole section of Mexico and claim it and make a state for them.
Right. Well, just like, and this is from World News Daily, a closer look at DHS's own numbers, however, show that as of May 31st, a total of 47,000, what they call UACs, are unaccompanied alien children. It sounds like something from a sci-fi. Have already arrived, mostly from Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. If the trend continues, they estimate that number could rise up to 142,000 in 2015.
Mostly from where?
From Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras.
That's interesting. So they've got to go all the way through Mexico to get to us.
Exactly. And here's the thing. When you look at that number, the population of Eugene is 158,000.
Yeah.
So you basically filled up a city,
mm-hmm.
just for the kids.
Well, like I say, I'm all for let's take a big chunk of Mexico and claim it and make a federal state out of it, a federal country or whatever you want to call it, and put them there.
Well, one thing that and I'm trying to find this article. Oh, hey, I clicked on the right tab. Obama administration, this is from Breitbart, Obama administration to use trackers on freed illegal immigrants, claiming that they are going to start, hundreds of illegal immigrants are being released by authorities and will soon be wearing ankle bracelets that can be used to track those who are freed. Want to start laughing on that one? See how fast those ankle bracelets can come off. Personally, I think they should be chipped. If you're going to do that, you're going to come over here.
We can't do that. We're just saying, okay, we'll accept you in, and we just want to keep track of you. That's not the case. We don't want to keep track of you. We don't want you here.
Well, the point is that, okay, it is a misdemeanor to enter this country illegally. If you are deported and come back, it becomes a federal crime, which big deal because people have been here multiple times, but if you are chipped and as soon as you cross back over the border, you know, we can come get you. We can track you down. And in fact, maybe the fear of being chipped may also be a deterrent.
Well, chipped is easy to take out too. So
it depends where you put it. You put it in the palm of your hand, forget it. That's where a lot of them go.
Oh. Okay, I've never paid attention to what chipping is and where to put it. But the thing is, we don't want to control them once they're here. We don't want them here, and we just the way to do that is we've got to bring all of our troops home, and let's control the border. And until we can control that border, we're just shit out of luck. That's just all there is to it. And we've got to, you know, I know controlling the border isn't that easy either because these people are not coming in from straight down south. They may be coming in from one of the sides. They could be coming in on ships and boats and things. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter because Obama opened the door for, especially with the hint of amnesty, which the Obama administration, by the way, has released, see if I can find it real quick here, if the children that are coming to or that are flooding the borders right now are coming under a misunderstanding that they would be granted amnesty at some time in the future. A misunderstanding.
Well, it's not a misunderstanding because it's happened. I mean, we set a precedence in 1986 when we did that, when we gave 3.5 or so million of them amnesty and made them citizens. I mean, that's we've already done that part. We've already screwed up and made that case. And so we've got to do something about changing that and letting people know that we're not going to do that. We're not going to let that happen. It's just it can't happen. There's just too many of them. And you can't let 3 million illegal aliens back in this country. I mean, we did it once. We've got more than that again. So what are we going to do? We can't have that happen. We've got to get them back in their own country.
Well, and it doesn't help that, okay, California recently passed a law allowing an illegal immigrant to, to practice law. One of the questions that came up here in Oregon is, should we allow illegal immigrants to have contractor's license?
No. They shouldn't be allowed to have anything. They're illegal immigrants. Hello, illegal immigrants. Illegal, not legal. They're not supposed to be here. They are not to be allowed to have anything. I'm terrible. I know. It's horrible that the way I feel about it, but illegal immigrants are not allowed anything. They're not even allowed to eat, as far as I'm concerned.
Where's your compassion?
I don't have any. Because, you know, compassion is going to destroy us.
Exactly.
That's just all there is to it. It's just actually going to destroy us. The simple fact is that we can't allow compassion to run our government. I mean,
this from the New York Times. White House official saying that misinformation about the administration policies helped drive a surge of illegal immigrants from Central America across the South Texas border on Friday, announced plans to detain more of them and to accelerate their court cases as to deport them more quickly.
Well, there shouldn't even need to be court cases. If they're illegal immigrants, they're here illegally. They are not authorized to have any kind of thing like that. They're we don't have to do anything. Just send them back.
Department of Homeland Security officials are rushing to open more detention centers intended for families with children caught coming illegally into this country and will also expand use of monitoring devices such as electronic ankle bracelets to keep track of the immigrants after they are released.
See, again, I don't want them released. I don't want to keep track of them. I want them out. But, you know, it's not going to happen. We're almost at the point that I've decided we're going to go down. Simple as that. We're going to be swamped and we're not going to have anything we can do about it. Our government is not doing anything about it. And the people themselves are not doing anything about it.
Nope. The administration is trying to quell rampant rumors reaching Central America that American border authorities are offering entry permits to parents traveling with young children after they are caught. Officials hope that by increasing the numbers of migrants who are detained and then deported, also considering the track, will be dissuaded from doing so. So, and Vice President Biden announced a $255 million for Central America to assist in the repatriation program for deportees, improved prosecution of criminal street gang members, and expanded youth programs to reduce gang recruitment.
Well, I think we better let more stories go out about people not making it, because there's an awful lot of people who aren't making it, people that are buried in different places. And they're not even they're unidentified people to begin with. Nobody knows who they are, and they're buried in, and they're not buried in with a proper way. They're just a little hole in the ground, and they're stuck under it. I mean, this, we're going to have the whole area down there just full of unmarked graves, and that's going to be terrible, because a lot of these people that are trying to come across here aren't making it.
Yeah.
And people, you know, these countries should know that. The people in these countries should know that. And they're just, people are stuck in a shopping bag or no bag at all, and just stuck in the ground. And they're in regular, a lot of them are put in regular burial sites, but between the coffins. And they're just, you go to a cemetery down there, and if you were to go down and try to dig up a coffin and take a look at it, they're liable to hit two or three people in between them at the same time. And I don't think people are aware of the fact that these people are not making it. These kids are not making it.
They don't care. It's just like, okay, and again, continuing the New York Times article, in Guatemala, Mr. Biden met with the country's president, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, of El Salvador, and several others from officials from Honduras and Mexico. But Mr. Biden got a taste of the disconnect the United States has with regional leaders who fault the failure of American immigration policy for driving children to join their parents in the United States no matter the cost. In his public remarks, Mr. Perez Molina, while recognizing that the American Congress has to act, retaliated requests for a temporary worker program and a way for Guatemalans living in the United States illegally to be able to stay. It says Mr. Biden ignored those points in his comments and emphasized the social causes of immigration.
Well, I just, again, being compassionate is one thing, but we're not helping these people by being compassionate. We're probably encouraging them to come to their death, and that's not good for them or us. And we've got to do something about letting the rest of the world know that this isn't working, that this is, it's got to stop. And Americans can't be the ones to stop it. We can't say no and expect people to listen to us, because we can't make rules for them.
No.
But we can make it hard enough or difficult enough that they're not going to want to come here. And that's what we're going to have to start doing. That's why I say we need to bring all of our military troops back, put them on the border, and make it difficult. And I'm sorry, but, holding them and giving them ankle bracelets and then turning them loose is not an answer. Or it's just simply not an answer. Turning them loose is not the answer. We've got to turn them back. We've got to convince them that this is not the place they want to be.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, ankle bracelets can be cut. Come on, guys.
Well, I know that. Any of those things. You know, you can say putting this chip in the palm of your hand is a way to keep track of them. No, it's not. They'll chop their goddamn hand off. These people are desperate.
There are other ways of killing the chip, but the whole point is that the U.S. by not enforcing its laws has created a problem. And now this is a really in your face type of an issue that we as citizens are going to have to deal with. And like I said, it's a soft invasion. They're just not coming here with guns that we know of.
Well, I'm sure some of them are. They would if they had guns. It's just that guns are expensive in those other countries, and they're not easy to get.
But they aren't from us.
What?
Fast and Furious, for example. Which, by the way, has anybody heard the results of that? Has there even been an investigation started with that?
Long ago.
Long ago, there's been an investigation of Fast and Furious.
Well, sure. How do we think we know about it?
Doesn't mean there was an investigation about... The last I heard on Fast and Furious is that we provided guns to the Mexican cartel that shot our border agents, and nobody's owning up to who gave the order to give the guns away.
Well, at this particular point, it's a little bit ridiculous to even start an investigation as to who did it and why. It's been done. The guns are out there. Now we've got to worry about what they're going to do with them. But we've got to worry about making sure that we don't have this happen again. And I don't think this is going to be real easy to do again without being – it's just not going to be easy to do again because we got too many people paying attention now.
Yeah, that's because it's gotten to the point that, you know, like I say, we've become a worldwide joke. Speaking of joke, we got 38 minutes remaining in the program. Cliff, why don't you share our phone number?
Oh, that's easy to do. And if you want to call, you know, I know there's got to be a lot of people that – that are not happy with what I'm saying, but 646-721-9887 is the telephone number to call. If you want to call and yell at me and call me an idiot or whatever you want to do, I'll be more than happy to answer you and to make I don't want to say an argument in this whole thing, but I'll be more than happy to talk to you. 646-721-9887 is the telephone number to call. It's real easy to do. Or if you want to get on the line, I assume that you have a computer. Most people do nowadays. And you can get online and go on Skype, and you can get to us for free. Because the telephone number I gave you is it's not a toll-free telephone number. But you can go on Skype and get to us absolutely free of charge by just contacting us through Skype. And I hope Robin will be paying attention to Skype.
Yeah, well, it comes up on my board. There is a link for Skype. When you go to blogtalkradio.com/KRBN, you can, if you have a Skype account, you can communicate that way. It does come up on my board as a Skype number.
But that way you can do it for free, and we've been more than happy to talk to you and yell at you and scream at you, and you can yell back and scream back. And it's
right.
Fun that way.
Cliff has big shoulders. He can take it. Me, I go to therapy. 646-721-9887. Like I say, 36 minutes remaining in the program. We've been talking a lot about the surge of illegal immigrants coming to the country and what they're trying to do with the Obama administration backpedaling on it. Getting it really into the conversation here on that. But if there's something else you'd like to speak about, again, give us a call, 646-721-9887. Test a little bit more on this subject, and then we'll get into the Redskins debacle a little bit later.
The Redskins. I'm not interested in that debacle. I'd rather talk about saving the bees. You know, they're important bees. You realize you wouldn't be here without bees.
Important the bees are, and that there's a thing going on. But the thing that makes the Redskins important is the fact that this kind of, in a way, ties into immigration and everything, is that because somebody was offended, not the Indians, they weren't offended by the term Redskins. Somebody in Harry Reid and them was offended by it, and so the federal government withdrew the Redskins patent. And I don't even know if they could do that legally. So,
well, see, we've been going on and on about this with all kinds of high school sports teams and everybody that had names that are offensive to anyone. And we've just gotten so involved in what's offensive and what's not offensive. And, it's going to be very soon that you're not going to be able to do anything. You're not going to be able to use any name because someone might be offended because of, you know, if you use, you know, the Wilsons, I'm going to be offended because I'm a Wilson or something. You know, it's just ridiculous, the fact that you can't, there's going to be nothing left to do. You're not going to be able to do anything. And so consequently, we need to start getting a thicker skin, so to speak, and letting things just happen. You know, it's not going to kill us to be lend our name to something that way. And I know a lot of teams. I mean, the high school teams and other teams and other organizations that have names that are possibly wrong or possibly offensive to someone. I mean, there's probably everything is offensive to someone.
Exactly. I'm catching up on the news alert here that Obama administration, going back to illegal immigrants again, I'm sorry, promised to an enforcement surge on the southwest border Friday to combat the flood of children and families trying to get into the U.S., saying that by adding more judges to decide the cases will allow the government to kick people out of the country faster.
No, see, that's where we're making the big mistake. We're not allowing people, not going to court to allow us to kick people out of the country. They didn't have they weren't here for legally in the first place. If they were here illegally in the first place, they don't have any possible reason to be here, and they don't have any possible legal excuse to be here. So consequently, we don't need to play the legal thing to kick them out. We just send them away.
Well, here's the thing, is that House Speaker Mr. Flip-Flop John Boehner on Friday called on President Obama to deploy the National Guard to the border to help stem the surge of young illegal immigrant children that has overwhelmed the administration and distracted the Border Patrol from being able to guard against. And on the other side of the coin, of course, Nancy Pelosi, who should really go into early retirement, is upset over Boehner's use of the term alien. Is this sad?
Well, you know,
our country's being invaded and we're concerned about what we're calling them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I understand that, and I understand her being upset about it because she doesn't have enough sense to be anything else. Why she's there.
Well, it's just Feinstein, who was saying, oh, drones are no big deal, until somebody took a toy helicopter and had it flying up to her window looking in. Then all of a sudden, oh, my God, we need to regulate drones. Yeah, until it happened to you, it was no big deal.
Right, right. Well, we do need to regulate whatever. Everything in the world is going to be regulated before long. And then it's getting to the point that it doesn't make any difference if it's regulated or not. People are going to do it anyway. And if that's what they want to do, they're going to do it. It's real simple. I mean, the fact is, if you had a drone, a little toy helicopter or whatever kind of drone, and you're up there peeking in on people through their windows, you don't have to regulate that. There's a law against it already. And so consequently, all you do have to do is to enforce the law.
Well, that's what it gets down to. In the same article, by the way, this is Washington Times, if anybody wants to read it. Boehner also demanded that the U.S. pressure Mexico to do more on its southern border. It's like, no kidding. How long have we been dealing with this? And the Mexican president has been saying, well, you should really allow people to come over. You should not hold our citizens.
Well, of course, you know, and there's no reason. Well, you know, one of the things that we need to do is we need to make, well, actually we do. None of the things that we need to do we're not doing. I mean, we do have ways to work in the United States and not live here, and that's available already,
right.
And you can do that.
Yeah,
but,
basis.
See, people want to just move in and take over And that's what I say. It's going to be long before we're going to have more Mexicans here, and it's not just Mexicans, as you just mentioned. They're from other countries as well. Everybody wants to be in the United States. The United States is one place that's working. The country, the government, and everything. It's we may be very upset about the way things are going on, but it's doing better than any other country. And so consequently, everybody wants to be here. And pretty soon they're all going to be here, and then they're going to want to be somewhere else.
Then come through the front door.
Well, no, we have rules. We have rules on who can come through the front door.
Right, exactly. And I'm sorry if the rules. You know, it's like saying, you know, I'd like to have a fancy house. You know, I mean, I'm thankful to have a house, but yeah, I may like to have a 2,500 square foot home. And to just decide, well, you know, I can't afford one, or I don't make enough money to buy one, so I'm just going to go ahead and crawl through the windows and just take it over.
Well, if there was one laying around that was empty, I probably would. But the thing is, I understand what you're saying, and the thing is, you know, we're going to have people from other countries that want to be here, and like it or not. And, you know, I hesitate to say what I'm going to get. I'm not going to say it. But the point is, we need to take any action that's necessary to keep people out. And I'm afraid that some of the actions that I have in mind are very, very upsetting, you know, we're very upsetting to people.
Right. Well, GOP lawmakers told the Obama administration to scrap plans to move illegal immigrant children to the interior of the U.S., saying that they should be kept close to the border as possible and should be put through the fastest deportation proceedings as possible. The lawmakers also demanded that the families of the children are sent to stay with should be deported if it's discovered they too are here illegally. A move that would be a direct challenge to the President Obama's non-deportation policies. Well, that's the point. This is coming. It's come to a point where you can't ignore it anymore.
Well, yeah, I think we're long past that point myself, but then that's just my opinion. And the thing is, how many people can we accommodate? I mean, you're talking about children. Granted, now, I think most of these children are old enough that they can take care of themselves, to be honest with you, especially since they're from these underprivileged countries where they've had to take care of themselves, most likely, for quite some time. I understand that we're talking about kids as young as 9 years old. But the thing is, at 9 years old, in a lot of countries, you're already working and making a living and such things as that. So if we want to pick them up and send them to the middle of the country where there's nothing there, let's do it.
Well, and at one point, as I'm waiting for my screen to reload, presidential advisor Valerie Jarrett said on Friday that Mr. Obama is concerned about the humanitarian portions of the, and again, I'm waiting for my screen to refresh. Let me put this theme from Jeopardy while I'm waiting for that to go there. The humanitarian proportions of the crisis, she said, the Homeland Security Secretary Jen Johnson and the White House Domestic Policy Director Cecilia Nunez were touring the my screen. I hate it when the screens jump around and it tries to load everything. Anyway, they're touring the immigration detention facilities on the U.S.-Mexican border on Friday. They're fleeing their countries because of fear, Ms. Jarrett says, in the surge of illegal immigrants. That's why they're looking at this as a humanitarian effort. Part of what we need to do is to make sure that they're safe in their own countries and don't look at their own refuge don't look at us as being their own.
You see, that's what I was saying. It would be nice if we could make sure they were safe in their own countries. But how do we do that without taking over their own country, without making rules, our rules in their country? I mean, we can't do that. But the thing is, they're expecting they're making rules in our country. They're saying that we should allow them in to our country and take care of them. But why should we do that? They aren't taking care of them in their own country. Consequently, we should, any country that is not taking care of their refugees, so to speak, or exporting their people, we should be setting something up with their country or their government or whatever. We've got to do something about this. The general public is not going to like. And you know, I'm sorry, but if it involves murdering people, we're going to have to do that to give the impression that people can't come in willy-nilly, just everybody and their brother, and get away with it.
Well, they're also saying here that, again, the same person, Ms. Derrick, in an interview to the Christian Science Monitor, said that the administration is trying to inform Central Americans that people crossing the border are not eligible for Obama's Deferred Action Program on Deportation, known as the DACA. Well, here's the thing. It's just like when Obamacare first came out, Obama never once said it was free. And as soon as the law got passed, people were immediately coming to the hospitals, coming to the doctors, expecting their free health care. They heard what they want to hear.
Especially, that, and it's even worse when they don't even speak the language.
Well, yeah, and that's what's going on here, is that they're thinking that they can get in under the gun. I think that's the same thing that happened with Reagan when he had the amnesty for 3,000. They wanted to get in before the law was passed so they can get in on it.
And see, that's the thing. I'm sure because of the fact that we're talking about this and our government is talking about this, or everybody is talking about this, people are going to be coming in droves because they want to get here again early enough to make it. They don't want to get too late. And so consequently, people are coming in faster and faster and faster. And just everybody and their brother is doing it. And we've got to do something. See, I'm terrible. I don't mind desperate means.
Totally agree. And, you know, like I say, it's going to be an issue that's going to have to be dealt with. And we can, like I said, we cannot ignore this one. You know, just the numbers already of, like I said, the equivalent population of Eugene, Oregon. And Eugene is one of the third largest cities in Oregon.
Well, it's a big amount of people. And again, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the only other thing to do is like I say, let's find a state that has nobody in it or very, very few people in it. And the problem with those states that have nobody in them is the fact that they're not worth living in. There's nothing to do there, hardly. You know, I mean, I don't know if you can grow things there or whatever, but we need to find some place that we can just take all these people and drop them and leave them there and say, okay, here, you know, we're going to spend a huge amount of money keeping them at the border. Let's spend that huge money putting them somewhere where they can do something on their own and helping them perhaps do something on their own. If they, you know, they can make a whole country of their own right in the middle of ours if they want to. I don't care. We won't consider it a country, but, you know, there's got to be something we can do for them, something we can put, someplace we can put them where, you know, they're accustomed to making do with almost nothing anyway. Let's give them a place that they can make do with almost nothing and stay.
Right. Well, what did they do before us, like you're saying?
Well, in their own country, that's the thing. People are not allowing them to stay in their country. They face being killed or being whatever in their own country. So at least in our country, we give them an area where it's up to them. They have to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
And there are places in Mexico and other countries where they can't take care of themselves. It's just all there is to it. The only answer is to get out of there. And but we do have to make it known that if the answer is to get out of there, that we don't want to make it easy for them to get out of there. It's going to have to be difficult.
Exactly. And speaking of difficult, which is not very difficult, 646-721-9887, 20 minutes remaining in the program, still time to talk, get your input on what we're talking about or what you'd like to talk about. Currently we're talking about the flood of illegal immigrant children and what the U.S. should do or isn't doing about, which is really becoming a crisis, and from what I believe is going to be a situation that, well, basically, I hope the president has clean shoes because he really stuck his foot in his mouth this time.
Yeah, really. And it's not the first time.
No, it's not the first time, but except for, you know, Boehner and a few others, I mean, like Nancy Pelosi speaking out of this, I haven't really heard that much, other than the fact that Texas and Arizona are starting to step up to the plate and go, hey, stop it. But you remember the problem that Arizona, when they tried to enforce their immigration policies, or not their immigration, but the federal immigration policies, the feds came out and said, you don't have the right to this. This is our job. Well, I'm sorry. In the Constitution, I had it down here somewhere. I think it's Article 6, Article 4 of the Constitution that says that the primary job of the U.S. federal government is to secure the borders and to protect the citizens of the U.S. I'm going to try to find the exact quote for that here, which I had in my...
The thing is, if they don't do it, who is going to do it? And we're just every soldier out there is doing it. I mean, we've got to do something about it. I mean, you can't just let everybody in. It's something that can't be done. We don't have, you know, there are more people out there than there are in here. Because you've got dozens of countries out there that want to have the kind of life that they have here. Of course, they won't have that kind of a life if they all come here at the same time. And they're all going to be in terrible trouble.
Exactly.
You know, crime and violence in Central America is why people are leaving Central America. And I understand that. But the thing is, it's going to be that way here because we're going to have all the same people here.
Can I say that again?
Well, in Central America, people are leaving Central America because of crime and violence in Central America. That's what they stated is it's crime and violence. They want their own liberties. They want their own way of doing things. But the thing is, we're going to have all these people that are leaving because of the crime and violence in other countries. But they're all going to come here, and we're going to have crime and violence here.
Right.
And so they're not going to accomplish anything. It's just that it's going to take our country down with it.
Well, this is kind of interesting. As again, I'm getting news alerts. The word invasion is now starting to be used more than I've seen before.
Well, it's because it's happening. You know, we're being invaded by people. I mean, by everybody and their brother. The thing is, we've got to do something to either make it worse to come here or better to live there. Because as long as it's better to come here and face the choices, you know, that's the thing. It's a lot of people have faced dying, faced death to come across the border. And a lot of people didn't make it. A lot of people, we don't realize how many people are dead because they're not being put in regular graves. They're not being put in special places for them. They're just being buried where they are, and they're not even being very well buried. They're not even very far into the ground. They don't dig 6-foot holes and stick them in a box and put them under the ground. Some of them maybe get stuck in a bag or something,
right.
But a lot of them are just thrown in the ground, and they're just barely covered up. And you know, it's terrible. I can't imagine going to that area down there one of these days, and you're not going to be able to dig someplace or look at anything. Of course, I don't know why you would go down there and dig something, but and we're maybe going to use that area at something. But it's going to be terrible because there's thousands and thousands of people, adults and children, not just children, that are being murdered down there, and that we're not being told about them. It's the thing is, I don't think the rest of the world is hearing about them, and it's really too bad that they're not, because maybe it would slow the people down from wanting to come here. And that's what we've got to do, is get the word out of how many people are being killed in the process of trying to do this, about trying to come into the United States.
Are they just don't care because they ask the question, well, how does this affect me?
It means you're going to get killed. I mean, if you're trying to come to the United States, you face the chances.
Well, yeah, you face the chances. But I mean, you and me here on the West Coast, somebody coming in from Texas, you know, like the borders in Texas and Arizona right now, which are being flooded, how does that, and people are dying, you know, I'm seeing in my list of stuff here, you know, the southern Texas area. They're finding mass graves and stuff. Okay, great. I'm sorry. How does that affect me? I'm being
well. I'm not trying to tell you that it affects us. I'm trying to let the rest of the world know it affects them when they're trying to come into the United States across that border. It's not affecting us at the moment. It will, because there's going to be so many of them that we're not going to have any control over what our country is. But at the moment, it's not. But at the moment, it is already, people are getting murdered coming across the border. And people outside of the United States, the people that want to come here, should be aware of that fact.
Okay, then it gets back to the question I asked earlier. What are we going to do about it, and how are we going to stop this? You know, and again, coming under Obama, trying to say, well, it's humanitarian.
Well, see, that's where I say I'm in terrible trouble, because I wouldn't be very humanitarian about it. Simple as that. I simply wouldn't be. I wouldn't be humanitarian at all about it. As far as I'm concerning, we should arm our border guards and just wipe them all out.
Right.
Well, I know that's terrible, and everybody can hate me because of that, but it's just. The simple fact is, you know, we're going to have to come up with the idea that it's us or them, and it's better be us.
Well, it's going to get to that point. I mean, we're as a society, we are very passionate people. You know, when something has happened, a tragedy has happened in the U.S. or in other countries, we're one of the first ones that come to their aid. It comes to a point that, as giving as we may be, you have to put limits on it.
Well, we're going to give away the whole country.
And that's where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
We can't help. I mean, I hate to, like the old saying, you can't help others if you can't help yourself. And we're getting to that point.
And we're going to help others until we help ourselves to death.
Right. But also, here's the thing, is that Mexico, Honduras, or all those other countries, yes, I'm sorry that the country doesn't treat you very well there. I mean, some will say the country over here doesn't treat you very well, and some, it depends on your point of view, I guess. But do we have the right to tell another country how to run itself?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We don't have that right. We don't have the right to tell other people how to govern their citizens and how to do things. And we, that's the only way we can control this, is to tell to do that. So my opinion is we should remove all of our troops. You know, maybe you can keep maybe 20 people in the country for just purposes of political purposes, but to remove all the troops from all countries and bring them, if we have to our southern border. And let's control our border regardless of what it takes to do. And if we have to build big jails down there and put people in them and starve them to death or whatever we're doing, you know, let's do it. But let's not allow them to come into this country. And we can only do that if we take all of the people that we have in, I don't know how many other countries, we've got thousands and thousands and thousands of troops. Let's bring them home, put them on our own border, and let's control our border. Let's actually control our border.
Okay, but how can we do this? Again, headlines, World News Daily. This is June 21st. Congress preps for immigration executive orders. Even as Congressional Hispanic Caucus is joining with immigration activists to call President Obama to sign executive orders curbing enforcement against illegal immigrants, two Congressional Research Services find states well within their rights are clamping down against driver's license and access to public-funded colleges and universities for those who are not in the country legally. So,
well,
again,
all of that stuff should be stopped. I mean, if you're here illegally, period, I don't care who you are, why you are, or how you are, if you are here illegally and if you don't have anything to document you're being here legally, then you don't have any of these benefits that we have. All these things are for American citizens. They're not for, you know, Chilean people. I mean, they're for American citizens. And so if you're not an American citizen, then, or there are stages in between being an American citizen and not being, but if you don't have one of those statements, one of those cards or anything like that. You're just not allowed to do anything here. You're not allowed to do anything at all.
Well, that's the problem. Like again, the article continues. Representative Louis Guterres, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
Guterres.
Thank you. A leading advocate for rewriting the nation's immigration laws threatened Republicans in Congress if they do not move on an immigration overhaul bill before the July 4th recess. Obama will bypass Congress with executive orders. And he says that, but recent release, okay, I'm kind of skipping here.
Well, the first thing to think about is the fact that we should just ignore the fact that Obama's going to bypass anything and everything. He's going to do it whether we like it or not. We can do it no matter what law we invoke or not. And so consequently, we've got to get him out of there.
Well, and it says on a March 20 report titled Unlawful Present Aliens, Driver's License and Other State-Issued ID on the legality of restriction driver's license to those in the country legally found the president and supported states to do so. And here's the thing about, you know, states that, and I think Oregon is one of them recently, I'm not sure, that are allowing illegals to have driver's license. One of the reasons why we, as U.S. citizens now, to show our birth certificate to renew our driver's license is because of the Homeland Security laws and, you know, being able to get on aircraft and whatever. And it's because of all this type of stuff where if you are an undocumented, quote-unquote, yeah, you may not get an 8-year driver's license that Oregon offers. You'll only get a 4-year, but you don't have to show your birth certificate. You just show that you lived in one spot for a year.
Well, the simple fact of the matter is it doesn't make any difference. They're going to drive, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. I would just assume that they do it illegally. I would just assume that they do it without any driver's license, without any license whatsoever. So that when they're stopped, at least it's very apparent and very obvious that they're doing something illegal. But we've got to do something more about it. In other words, if we stop somebody for driving without a license in Oregon, let's put it, they don't put you in jail. They might take away your car after the first 3 times of being stopped that way. We've got to be more involved. We've got to be more.
Why follow the rules? We're already saying that, you know, come over into a sovereign country illegally, which is against the law. You know, who cares? You've already just broke a law. Why follow any other laws? We're not going to enforce. Just as an example, Eugene had a sting. They do this from time to time, and they pulled over 415 citations in a sting for traffic enforcement. Out of 415, 13 of them were not even insured. 2 of them had a suspended license or no license. And that's when you're looking at 415 stops, that's quite a high number, really, for 13 of them not having insurance.
Well, okay, I'm afraid I'm not with you there as far as insurance is concerned. I don't think that's a necessity to have insurance. But to have a license or to have some sort of authorization to do something in the United States, or at least to be a legal citizen, that's another story. Insurance is something it's another story.
Yeah, insurance, not health insurance, car insurance. You can drive a car. It's required by law to have insurance, or to show that you have.
It is required by law, but it shouldn't be.
That you have the funds that you can get around it. You're not even allowed that privilege with Obamacare to be self-insured.
Well, I don't know. Obamacare, I see, as far as I'm concerned, I've written Obamacare off. I've written Obama and Obamacare off. He's gone. And I just, you know, there's nothing left of him. And like I say, I'm really looking forward to the day that we start making noises about other people being president. I mean, it's going to happen. And it's going to happen probably in 1 year. It may not. I don't remember exactly the dates, but it's probably going to happen in about a year. People are going to start putting your name out there in the top coffers to become president. And when we do that, we need to find out who it is and pay attention. I mean, don't just ignore it and decide, you know, wait until the exact date that it's going to happen until you have to. You know, to wait until the day that you're supposed to actually make the decision to elect someone, then you make the decision. Let's take the time to think about it, to know the people that are running, and to pay attention to what they're talking about and what they stand for and what they want to do. I mean, let's not just wait up to the last minute and go eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's vote for this guy.
Yeah, if you're going to do that, don't vote.
Well, no, I want you to vote. But because without that, we've got nothing. I mean, then you know, without that, we've got people that can control the vote. And at least if everybody votes, they don't care if they go eeny, meeny, miny, mo. At least if they're voting, you can't have one person controlling your vote by convincing 10 people to vote this way, and that's all there is a vote. So I don't like the idea of nobody voting. I like the idea of their voting. I would like even more the idea that they vote intelligently and think about what they're doing rather than just eeny, meeny, miny, mo. But if that's the only thing we've got, eeny, meeny, miny, mo will do.
Well, yeah, and also pay close attention. We have this fad called the Internet, and listen to stuff like an article I'm scanning over here quoting. I'm trying to see who it was that said this. I never said we need to seal the border because I don't want to do that, but we do need to be able to control who comes in and make sure that they're coming here legally.
What the hell is that other than sealing border?
And I think that's that was a Boehner who was mocking the Republicans again, which I get so tired of hearing this. Oh, the Republicans this, Democrats that. It's like, you know what, we're all in the it's right pocket, left pocket, still the same pair of pants, guys.
That's the truth.
Yeah,
sort of lost sight of the fact that we're all on the same side ultimately.
Right, exactly. And like I said, what's really going to be interesting, what comes out of all of this, is that it's come to an issue you can't ignore it anymore. It's more than the feel-good, humanitarian type of aspect. We're now being overrun. You know, they're being bussed across the country and dropped off, whether it's 500 people at a converted college or being bussed from Texas to Arizona or whatever. It is now, they're coming through the borders. Who knows what they're told, the real agenda is, but they're now coming into the infrastructure. And it's at a point that, you know, we can no longer ignore. And unless people, you know, speak with our voices, that's about all we can do, and let them know that we object.
That's right. And let's start objecting, but let's do it legitimately.
Exactly.
We can go online and make objections. I'm sure there are websites that we can object to that people pay attention to.
Exactly. That's the whole point. Pay attention. Get involved. Let the people know that we're not going to give up our country. It's not going to happen.
That would be nice. That would be very nice. But are we doing it?
Thanks to everybody thank you for everybody in the chat room. It's been great chatting with you. Hope you come back next Saturday, 4 p.m. Pacific time, for this. Anything else? Again, thank you very much. Hope you stay.
Bye.
Be sure to check us out on the Internet at www.krbnradio.com or email us with your show ideas at talk@krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.